U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington will not stand in the way of those countries who want to arm anti-government insurgents in Syria. The U.K. and France tried lifting an arms embargo on Syria last week. Their push, however, failed due to concerns by some European countries. Lebanese army officials say Syrian fighter jets have pounded areas on the border between the two countries. Damascus had recently warned about activities by anti-Syria insurgents on Lebanese soil. Damascus had said it would strike militant hideouts if the Lebanese army fails to act. Lebanese media say Israeli warplanes have once again violated the country's airspace. Lebanon's national news agency says Israeli warplanes dropped flares over the Mediterranean Sea near the southernmost Lebanese town of Naqoura. Israel has stepped up flights over Lebanon in recent weeks amid regional tensions due to the war on neighboring Syria. Fresh violence claims at least 13 lives in Iraq. In the capital Baghdad, a car bomb killed six people. In a separate attack, another car bomb struck an Iraqi police checkpoint in Baladruz in the eastern province of Diyala. The attack killed seven people and left nearly two dozen dead. China warns against a U.S. plan to strengthen its missile capabilities in Alaska. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said that any move to increase military capacities will only intensify antagonism and will not help resolve existing issues. Washington claims it needs more missiles to protect itself against North Korea. During the past several years, Pakistani intelligence agencies have detained thousands of suspects without prosecution. This under the pretext of the so-called war on terror. The families of the victims say no one is willing to explain the abductions. Most of the suspects are held without any charges. U.S. said sanctions against Iran are in violation of international law. These sanctions have put lives of hundreds of thousands of Iranians at imminent risk due to a dire shortage of life-saving medicine. The man behind the sanctions is a Jewish Treasury official named David Cohen, who's said to be of Iranian origin. A Saudi embassy staff member in Tehran kills two Iranian nationals in a drunk driving accident. Police say the Saudi embassy employee ran over a soldier and then crashed into another car, killing its driver. The accident happened in northeast Tehran. Police say several bottles of liquor were found in the Saudi embassy car.